So how does bathing in holy rivers purify one of sin? See, there is, whenever the scriptures talk about any particular activity, they give some specifics and they give some underlying principle. So sometimes the specific is divorced from the principle, then there is confusion. So it is, if we just make it a simplistic equalization, if you bathe in a river, then you'll be freed from all sinful reactions. Then that may seem absurd. You know, how does it work? Because they have added so many sinful activities. So the point is, there is a particular disposition that is meant to be created. So the act of bathing in a river is not just a matter of physical contact of the body with the water of the river. That is one important aspect of it. But that is meant to signify a desire to reform oneself. And the contact itself can bring out some purification, and that contact itself can give us some higher blessings to bring about reformation. But when that physical activity is considered to be the only thing that is required, and there is no inner reformation that is talked about, then the physical activity does not lead to that reformation. The Bhagavatam, it is said that yattirtha buddhi salile na karichej janeshu abhigyeshu sa eva gokharaha, that person who thinks that the purpose of going to a holy place is simply to bathe in a river and not to associate with the saintly persons there, and that person is actually like a cow or an ass. That means they're not a very enlightened mentality. So the contact with the holy river purifies us and gives us a inspiration and a motive and empowerment to reform. But if one does not have a mentality to reform, then thus the act of bathing doesn't cleanse one of all sinful reactions. So these are promises which are made to inspire, the statements in scripture are meant to inspire people to do particular activities so that they can begin the journey of reformation. They alone don't comprise the entirety of that journey. Is that clear?
I just wanted to add.